Last week, leading travel site WhatIf.com announced the winners of its Uniquely Aussie Awards. And to tell me a little bit more about these particular awards is Managing Director of WhatIf, Daniel Finch. Good afternoon, mate. How are you?
Good, thanks, Lee. Thanks for having us on.
Not a problem at all. Now, quickly, what is the Uniquely Aussie Awards all about?
Look, we're in our fifth year doing this, and WhatIf, we've been passionate for over 20 years helping Aussies go and explore this great country. And look, there are so many hidden gems in this country, and we just want to assemble a list that really helps Aussies discover, have new experiences, create new memories, but also at the same time really shine a spotlight on local operators, regional tourism, small businesses, and really get Aussies backing Aussies.
Yeah, great message. Let's hone in on Tasmania, though, because we love promoting Tasmania and a staycation over the summer months. So you've got a list of Tasmanian state winners. You've got categories like Best Island, Best Neenish Tart, and also the Best Pie. Can we run through some of those? Who's got the best pie, Daniel?
Yeah, so look, everyone loves the pie when they're on a road trip. And so the best pie in Tasmania goes to the Tamar Cakes Bakery in Georgetown, Ripper Pies. And by the way, these awards are nominated and then voted on by Aussies. So I'll tell you what, when you get the tip of the hat by the Aussies voting, you know you're doing well.
What about the best hotel view? Now, Tasmania is full of amazing views, but again, as voted by Aussies, what came with the gong?
Yeah, look, this was really tough because there were so many nominations and we saw that this category got huge amounts of votes. But Tassie's best view comes out of the Hotel Grand Chancellor in Hobart. And it's a great view all seasons. You've got water, mountains, and it's just a spectacular view.
Yeah, you've hit the nail on the head there. What about the best ice creamery?
Yeah, look, everyone likes to stop off on an ice cream on a trip or when they're in town or, you know, even, you know, summertime. Everyone loves to dig into an ice cream. So Van Diemen's Land Creamery in Elizabethtown got loads of nominations and then it made the finalists and it got loads of votes for the best and it came out as the state's number one, best ice creamery.
Absolutely fantastic. I'm pretty sure last time I stopped on by there I had the lavender ice cream. Very nice. Best Neenish Tart. Didn't think there was a need for this category, but who got the tick of approval here?
Yeah, Bush Bakery in Leslie Vale. Best Neenish Tart. And again, there were loads of bakeries nominated for the Neenish Tart, but this one was a standout. Bush Bakery, Leslie Vale.
Best Festival. We're known for our festivals here in Tasmania. I don't think anybody's going to be surprised by the winner of this category.
Yeah, you're right. It's a well-known one. But between food and beverage, Tassie's a ripper place to go and visit for a festival. But the Dark Mofo was voted Tasmania's number one festival.
Yeah, nice. Dark Mofo getting that. And the best island, apart from Tasmania being its own island, we've got a series of other islands around it. And I've been to this particular one. Haven't spent as much time there as I'd like to. But the winner
is Bruny Island in Tasmania. It's a great island. Lots to do. Just picturesque. So friendly. Just, you get there, you flop and drop. It's a beautiful place.
Righto, we're coming to summer and the travel season. What are some of the key trends and insights on domestic travel for this summer, Daniel?
Yeah, so we did quite a lot of surveying with the people that were voting, and the great news is 70% of Australians are looking to take a domestic trip this summer. So that's why these awards and these categories are really good, really helpful for Aussies to go and plan and look for something new. But that's a really good stat to show that Aussies are still backing Australia. And you know what? We're not really sharing our country with internationals like we had previously, so it's a great time to visit and really, you know, support, again, local communities, local economy.
Now, if anybody on the northwest coast is listening to Savo, but they're travelling a little bit further than Tasmania over summer, where can we go to check out the full list of winning categories in each state?
Yeah, so if you go to whatif.com, you'll see some information there with all of the states' finalists and winners, and you can really put together a great trip where you're ticking boxes from food, beverage, views, islands, nature, and festivals. So, you know, create a great road trip there or a great in-destination experience.
Nice. Managing Director of whatif.com, Daniel Finch, thank you for your time, the Savo, on the home run. Really appreciate it. And that particular run-through, I'm looking forward to trying one of those pies, if I must.
Go for it, Lee. Thanks for having us.
Appreciate it. See you, mate. And that website, again, if you're interested in going and checking out the full list of winners, is whatif.com/Aussie Awards at the home run.